Are you ready to learn more about science and ancient life? Welcome to Dinosaur Detectives with Anna Dubois. Anna is known as Little Miss Dinosaur, and in just a few minutes, you'll learn why. Get ready to explore paleontology and specifically the world of dinosaurs. Now, here's Anna.
It's time to uncover and discover. Let's crack open the fossil files and see what we are going to learn about today. Awesome! We are going to learn about the 10 scariest dinosaurs, pterosaurs, and marine reptiles that ever lived in our Halloween edition of Dinosaur Detectives. Welcome, I'm Anna Dubois, Little Miss Dinosaur, and you're listening to the Halloween edition of Dinosaur Detectives. Some dinosaurs were especially scary, sporting huge teeth, sharp claws, and occasionally even the ability to outwit their prey. Here's a list of the 10 scariest dinosaurs, pterosaurs, and marine reptiles that ever lived. If you see one of these monsters on the street this Halloween, you'd better run! First up, one of the biggest dinosaurs ever that we talked about in our last show, Giganotosaurus. During the Cretaceous period, 144 to 65 million years ago, the dinosaurs of South America tended to be bigger and fiercer than their counterparts elsewhere on the globe. Giganotosaurus, an 8-ton, 3-fingered predator whose remains have been found in close proximity to those of Slade Argentinosaurus, one of the biggest dinosaurs ever to walk the earth. The obvious conclusion, Giganotosaurus was one of the few theropods capable of taking down a full-grown titanosaur adult. Wow! Our second scariest is Kronosaurus. Any marine reptile named after Kronos, the god of Greek myth who devoured his own children, must have been one bad dude. Simply put, Kronosaurus was much, much bigger than a modern great white shark, and it had a much, much bigger and scarier teeth. This plus-sized plesiosaur probably ate anything unlucky enough to swim across its path, ranging from fish to squids to other smaller marine reptiles, and perhaps even the occasional dinosaur that ventured too close to the water's edge. Yikes! Kronosaurus's creature features include classic examples of plesiosaurs, marine reptiles characterized by their thick heads, short necks, stocky trunks, and outsized flippers. The plesiosaur body stood in a stark contrast to that of their close relatives of the Mesozoic era. The plesiosaurs, typified by Elasmosaurus and Cryptoclitus, which had a relatively slender, graceful trunks, long necks, and small heads, though often the same impressive length, and Kronosaurus's. The Middle Cretaceous Kronosaurus appeared to have made its living much like a modern great white shark, simply eating anything, fish, squids, and other marine reptiles that swam across its path. The Kronos, in this giant's name, comes from the ancient Greek god who ate his own children in a zealous attempt to preserve his power. What? He ate his own children? Holy Cretaceous cow! As big as it was, though, Kronosaurus didn't approach the bulk of the most massive plesiosaur of all time. Leopeldrodon, which may have weighed as much as 35 tons compared to about 10 tons for the largest Kronosaurus individuals, and both of these reptiles were outclassed by the giant shark Megalodon, which lived tens of millions of years later and attained weights in the 50-ton range. As is the case with many other marine reptiles, most notably Mosasaurus, the fragmented remains of the Kronosaurus were discovered fairly early in paleontological history in 1899 in Queensland, Australia, and a much more complete specimen was unearthed 3 decades later during a fossil hunting expedition to Australia sponsored by Harvard University, and a few decades after that, a second Kronosaurus species was discovered in Colombia, South America, proof that this fearsome reptile attained an especially wide distribution during the Cretaceous period. Number 3 on the list is the king of all dinosaurs, the mighty T-Rex. Tyrannosaurus Rex is by far the most popular of all dinosaurs, spawning a huge number of books, movies, TV shows, and video games. What's truly amazing, though, is how much about this carnivore that was once assumed as fact has lately been called into question. We'll never know if Tyrannosaurus Rex was nastier or scarier than other less popular Tyrannosaurus, like Albertosaurus or Allosaurus, or even whether it hunted live prey or feasted on already dead carcasses. This controversy is an ongoing debate among paleontologists, whether T-Rex was a hunter or a scavenger. Some experts think that T-Rex feasted on already dead prey, on the idea that it couldn't have been fast enough or smart enough to hunt down either dinosaurs, but it was equipped with features such as a super sense of smell that are found in modern scavengers like vultures. In another development, it's now believed that T-Rex individuals may have gotten ill from disease that affects modern birds, and it's entirely possible that T-Rex juveniles were covered in downy coats of feathers, at least to judge by another genus of Tyrannosaur, the Asian Dilaug. Whatever the case, there's no question that T-Rex was a fully functional killing machine. When the time came, with its 5 to 8 ton bulk and its huge head studded with numerous sharp teeth. Despite how it's depicted in action movies, we don't know for sure how speedy Tyrannosaurus Rex was. Unlike the juggernaut of Jurassic Park movies, it's possible that this dinosaur lumbered along at a pokey 10 miles per hour. Max, meaning a hungry female, would have found it hard to outrun a kid on a bicycle. For the record, other theropods of the late Cretaceous period, notably the ornithischians, were capable of sprinting at a zippy 50 miles per hour or so. New research, which implies that T-Rex adults may have tipped the scales at 10 tons, also place some limits on how fast this dinosaur could have run. T-Rex lived and battled with another famous dinosaur, Triceratops. Though many scientists believe those fights could have gone either way, with either dinosaur being the noble winner. I'm excited to talk about the fourth dinosaur on the list, the Utahraptor. Woohoo! Sure, Deinonychus and Velociraptor get all the press, but for sheer killing ability, no raptor was more dangerous than Utahraptor, who weighed almost a ton, known as for its medieval broadsword. Weirdly, this giant-sized raptor lived 50 million years before its more famous descendants, which were considerably smaller but a lot faster. Let's examine Utahraptor's creature features. Utahraptor was a large dromaeosaur. It was about 2 meters tall, 6 meters long, and weighed about 1,100 pounds. Its skeletal design was like that of modern turkey or chicken. Its bones were hollow but strong. It had a rectangular head with a jaw packed with razor-sharp teeth. It had a long and relatively thin arms, which ended in 3 fingers with claws. But the first finger was the shortest, and the middle finger was the longest. It had a long tail used for balance. It had short and robust legs. Their feet had 4 toes, The first toe was not used at all. The second toe was retractable toe claw that could grow up to 12 inches long. The claw was covered with a layer of keratin to protect the bone. The third and fourth toes were used for balance. Utah raptor and other dromaeosaurs might have had binocular vision like that of an eagle. Its hearing was probably very excellent. Scientists recently discovered that raptors in general could hear low-frequency sounds. The best, in addition, it could smell prey from at least a mile away. That sure is an easy way to trick or treat. It's time to take a break, but come on back to Dinosaur Detectives for more scary dinosaurs in our Halloween episode of Dinosaur Detectives. I'm Erin Dubois, Little Miss Dinosaur, Voice America.
None of our topics are off the table. This is a program that you can listen to and discuss with your family. From the pages of the Paper Hope blog to the internet radio airwaves, we'll talk about the topics you want to talk about, such as friendship and relationships, or some more controversial issues about sex, drugs, and underage drinking. Join the Paper Hope Street Team live every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. Let's talk soon.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're exploring the world with Dinosaur Detectives and your host, Anna. Keep it here to learn some more great facts. Let's get back to the show.
Hello, detectives, and welcome back to Dinosaur Detectives. I'm your host, Anna Dubois, Little Miss Dinosaur. Today, we are celebrating Halloween with our top 10 scariest dinosaurs, pterosaurs, and marine reptiles. Boy, is this ever fun. When we left for the break, we were talking about the Utah raptor. Let's uncover and discover some more. Dromaeosaurs like Utah raptor were covered in feathers. The arms, legs, and tails were covered in true feathers, whilst the rest of their body was probably covered in proto-feathers. The feathers on the arms of the young raptors would have enabled a special type of locomotion called wing-assisted incline running, or WIR for short. Discovered by Ken Dale, a Montana zoologist, this is a behavior used by modern birds that combines flapping the wings back and forth while running up the sides of trees. This flapping pushes the feet of the bird against the tree, allowing it to run vertically up the trunk. This indicates, but does not prove, that small dromaeosaurs lived part-time in the trees. Weapons of destruction. Utah raptor had many extremely dangerous weapons to use in combat. Its first weapon was its brain. Utah raptor was a master strategist and had a fairly expanded brain, approximately as large as that of modern ratite, like an ostrich or an emu. Birds fabled for their intelligence. Its second weapon it had were the claws on its hands. It used the claws to slash and rip apart its prey, and also to get the good stuff once the prey animal had died. Its third combat weapon was its second toe, which was the deadly toe claw. Utah raptor could use its toe claw to stab its prey, possibly in a jugular vein or spine, causing paralysis or death. Its teeth and its jaws were also a crucial weapon used to tear apart and eat a carcass. Its next weapon was crucial in the hunting process. Utah raptor's tail was used for balance when it was bringing down a prey animal and also when the animal was running. Utahraptor's diet wasn't very complicated. They would hunt anything that was available to them. Due to the fact it mostly lived in a semi-arid climate, it probably still had to drink fresh water. It is possible that Utahraptor scavenged when it couldn't find anything else to eat. Since it was one of the largest carnivores of the early Cretaceous, it could probably scare most other predators away from a carcass that it wanted to feed on. Watch out! Speed and liveliness. Utahraptor was agile and could probably outrun most other dinosaurs during its time. It was more of a heavyweight fighter. It is debated on how quickly Dromaeosaurus could run, as they had a short but powerful legs, yet would have difficulty hunting without speed and agility. It is likely that even larger Dromaeosaurus could use their foot claws to climb and could ambush prey by leaping onto it. Some think Utahraptor could jump 15 feet. Holy Cretaceous cow! Habitat. Utahraptor packs probably lived in forests or deserts. Prairies where hunting wouldn't be a problem. They probably had a certain amount of territory, up to 3 miles in all directions, and part of their territory could have been near a water source, such as a lake, river, or stream. This suggests, but does not prove, that Utahraptor ate fish as part of a regular diet. In the forest, Utahraptor would probably have hunted rodent-like creatures and lizards. The forest is probably where they would put their nests. Utahraptor packs guarded their nests very well, just like modern turtles and salmon. The desert prairie was probably where Utahraptor did most of its hunting when it comes to big game. They would try to separate a young or weak creature from the rest of its herd. Then they would kill the separated creature. Often the prey animal wouldn't be enough to supply all Utahraptor with food. Therefore, there were probably feeding frenzies in which some of the members of the pack may have been injured or killed. Another cool fact about Utahraptor is a neat reversal of the usual evolutionary pattern. In the history of life on Earth, it's usually the case that large animals evolve from small-sized ancestors, witness the tiny mammals like Pachycetus that gave eventually rise to the first whales. Utahraptor is an exception that proves the rule. This dinosaur lay near the root of the theropod family tree that spawned the much smaller raptors of the later Cretaceous period. Utahraptor was a close relative of Achilleopter. Most of the North American dinosaurs of the Cretaceous period had similar-looking counterparts in Europe and Asia. In the case of Utahraptor, the ringer was a much later Achilleopter of Central Asia, which was slightly smaller, only about 20 feet from head to tail, but it had some odd anatomical quirks of its own, notably the extra thick Achilles tendons in its heels. Did you know, Dino? Utahraptor was probably covered with feathers. With their relationship with the first prehistoric birds, if not all, raptors were covered with feathers, at least during certain stages of their life cycles. Although no direct evidence has been found for Utahraptor having feathers, they were almost certainly present, if only in hatchlings or juveniles, and the odds are that full-grown adults were feathered as well. And it probably had a warm-blooded metabolism, too. Today, most paleontologists agree that theropod dinosaurs possessed some kind of warm-blooded metabolism, perhaps not as strong as that of modern mammals, but something intermediate between reptiles and mammals. As a large, feathered, actinically predatory theropod, Utahraptor was almost certainly warm-blooded, which was bad news for its cold-blooded, plant-munching prey. Mwah! Ah! 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 The species name of Uteropter honors paleontologist John Ostrom. The single named species of Uteropter Ostrom Mesom honors the famous American paleontologist John Ostrom, as well as the dinosaur robotics pioneer Chris Mays, way back before it was fashionable. Ostrom speculated that Deinonychus was an instant ancestor of modern birds, a theory that has since been accepted by the vast majority of paleontologists. Pretty cool there, Johnny. Next on the list, at number 5, is J. Holopteris. J. Holopteris is more controversial than the other reptiles on this list. Not because it was a pterosaur rather than a true dinosaur, but because paleontologists disagree about its basic anatomy. The researcher who examined J. Holopteris based on a single squash but near intact fossil concluded that this pterosaur had sharp fangs and suggested that J. Holopteris made its living by sucking the blood of sauropods like a Jurassic vampire bat. What? Yikes! You can imagine that thing flying around the sky on Halloween night. Deholopteris may have been far from your typical pterosaur. This flying reptile was known by its unusually large and sharp claws, its cat-like head with prominent fangs, its widely articulated jaws, meaning it could open its mouth wider than other pterosaurs, and its usually short tail. And while nobody knows for sure if it was a blood-sucking dinopyre, most scientists these days are pretty unconvinced. However, for the sake of Halloween, I'm going with the dinopyre legend. It's time for another break, but come on back for more of our Halloween edition of Dinosaur Detectives and our top 10 scariest dinosaurs, pterosaurs, and marine reptiles. I'm Anna Dubois, Little Miss Dinosaur, on Voice America Kids.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
You're listening to Voice America Kids. Real kids, real talk radio.
You're exploring the world with Dinosaur Detectives and your host, Anna. Keep it here to learn some more great facts. Let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Dinosaur Detectives. I'm your host, Anna Dubois, Little Miss Dinosaur. Today we are celebrating Halloween with our top 10 scariest dinosaurs, pterosaurs, and marine reptiles. I hope you are having as much fun as I am. We are halfway there on our list, so let's check out number 6. Yes, number 6 is the ever-cool Troodon. Deadliness isn't simply a matter of size or armor. Troodon weighed only about 150 pounds, about as much as a full-grown human. And it didn't have particularly sharp or scary-looking teeth. What set this theropod apart was its relatively big brain compared to other carnivorous dinosaurs of the late Cretaceous period and its ability to hunt in packs at night. The giveaway is its large eyes. It is believed that Troodon might have been equal in danger to one full-grown Tyrannosaurus rex. Did you know, Dino, one of the last theropods to evolve and prosper before the KT extinction 65 million years ago, was Troodon. Troodon was unusually brainy by dinosaur standards. Paleontologists think it may even have been as smart as small primitive mammals like opossums, which may not sound that great. But remember, detectives, most dinosaurs of the Mesozoic era, especially the plant eaters, were about as bright as the rocks laying on the ground. Troodon's advanced brain allowed for some advanced predatory weapons, which included a fast bipedal run, stereo vision, and probably a sharp sense of smell. Did you know, Dino? This dinosaur is pronounced Troodon, and is one of the most frequently mispronounced dinosaurs. Troodon actually comprises three syllables. The genus was named way back in 1856 by the famous American paleontologist Joseph Leidy, who actually thought he was dealing with a small, inoffensive lizard rather than a true dinosaur. Troodon was named after a single tooth. Troodon is Greek for wounding tooth, a reference to the single incisor by which it was originally known. It wasn't until the early 1930s that the actual bones of this dinosaur were discovered, amounting to fragments of its hand, foot, and tail, and even then the fossils were assigned to the incorrect genus. For decades, Troodon was known as Stenonichosaurus. In 1932, Charles R. Sternberg erected the new genus Stenonichosaurus, which he classified as a basal theropod closely related to Colurus. It was only after the discovery of more complete fossil remains in 1969 that paleontologists renamed it as Troodon and recognized its close affinity to the Asian theropod, Saurnithoides. Unlike most dinosaurs, Troodon flourished in colder climates. Troodon had larger eyes than most theropod dinosaurs, a hint that it needed to gather in all the available light from its cold, dark climate. Processing more visual information necessarily entails having a bigger brain, which helps to explain this dinosaur's relatively high IQ. Did you know, Dino? Troodon laid clutches of 16 to 24 eggs. Besides its high intelligence, Troodon is famous for being one of the few carnivorous dinosaurs whose parenting routines are known in detail. To judge by the preserved nesting grounds discovered by one of my favorite paleontologists, Jack Horner, in Montana's Two Medicine Formation, Troodon females laid two eggs per day over the course of a week or so in circular clutches of 16 to 24 eggs. Wow! These eggs might have been brooded by the males of the species, which is really interesting. The bone growth of Troodon with that of modern birds and crocodiles suggests that this dinosaur's eggs were brooded by the males and not the females. If this sounds unusual, keep in mind that the male brooding is standard operating procedure for many species of modern birds. It's unclear how many species Troodon exists. Fossil specimens of Troodon have been unearthed across North America, as far south as New Mexico. When paleontologists were faced with such wide distributions, they're tempted to guess that the umbrella genus may be too big and that some Troodon species actually belong to another genera. Like Utahraptor, Troodon was probably also covered in feathers. Almost always, feathers don't preserve well in the fossil record. Still, considering its evolutionary similarity with raptors and other small theropods, it would be very surprising if Troodon didn't support at least some feathers at some point of its life cycle. Here we are at number 7, the Allosaurus. A bit of a lighter, quicker scaled down version of the much later Tyrannosaurus rex. Allosaurus was one of the most common predatory dinosaurs of the Jurassic period, a fearsome meat-eating dinosaur with sharp teeth and a well-muscled body, though it's unclear how fast it was able to run. Allosaurus had an especially bulging head. Some of its features, such as the noticeably big ridges over the eyes, may have been meant to attract a mate or maybe to intimidate smaller dinosaurs. Allosaurus was a deadlier predator than the much later Tyrannosaurus rex. Can you believe that? Numerous fossils of this fierce, strong-jawed, 3-ton theropod have been found across the western United States. As deadly as it was, though, Allosaurus wasn't very smart. A group of adults died at a single quarry in Utah, stuck in deep muck, as they drooled over already trapped prey. Paleontologists discovered dozens of Allosaurus fossils that are almost completely intact. As I have mentioned in one of our past shows on Allosaurus, Allosaurus is the state dinosaur for Utah. Cool! The Allosaurus became the state fossil in 1988 at the Cleveland Lloyd Dinosaur Quarry in Utah. More than 10,000 bones have been excavated since 1927, and about half are Allosaurus bones from juveniles to adults. More than any other dinosaur, the number of Allosaurus bones is unusual because there is usually about one predator for every 10 plant eaters. This was probably a predator trap where a few animals that were caught got caught, maybe by tar, and then predators came to feed on the bodies, but they also got caught in the trap. None of the skeletons of Allosaurus are still connected. The skeletons were probably trampled and pushed around in this trap. The Allosaurus from this quarry were animals from only a little over a foot in length to those more than 40 feet long and weighing over more than 2 tons. Other Allosaurus were estimated at more than 49 feet long and weighed almost 3 tons. Two other predators at the Cleveland Lloyd Quarry were Stocosaurus and Marchesaurus. Both were smaller and slender. A third predator found was Ceratosaurus, a medium-sized theropod. All these animals were rare compared to Allosaurus. Dinosaurs roaming the earth! In addition to the Cleveland Lloyd Quarry, Allosaurus was commonly found at the Dinosaur National Monument in Utah as well. These locations are part of North America's Morrison Formation. The Morrison Formation itself is a long stretch of ancient rock running from Montana all the way to New Mexico. The rock formation allows us to step back in time to see a once lush landscape of rivers, lakes, and vast plains, a perfect setting for such an awesome ecosystem. Allosaurus has also been found in Portugal. It may seem strange that Allosaurus has been found in both the western United States and Portugal, areas that are over 4,000 miles apart today. During the Jurassic period, however, these areas were much closer together. Even so, Colorado and Portugal were joined together during this time, so Allosaurus traveled far and wide across the North and South American continents. It's time for another break, but come on back for more of our Halloween edition of Dinosaur Detectives and our top 10 scariest dinosaurs, pterosaurs, and marine reptiles. I've got an awesome dino fight to tell you about. I'm Annie Bois, Little Miss Dinosaur, and Voice America Kids.
going on in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the Tech Team, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. What about the world concerns you? Is it future success? Is it world issues? Are you just looking to change the world in general? Tune in to What Up World. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what you look like. Everyone is entitled to the same chance for success. Follow your dreams. Move forward. Make a difference. Tune in to What Up World every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're exploring the world with Dinosaur Detectives and your host, Anna. Keep it here to learn some more great facts. Let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Dinosaur Detectives. I'm your host, Anna Dubois, with Miss Dinosaur. Today, we are celebrating Halloween, our top 10 scariest dinosaurs, pterosaurs, and marine reptiles. It's been awesome so far. Let's get back to it for our final three. At number 8, the Super Croc Sarcosuchus, dubbed Super Croc by the media, the prehistoric crocodile Sarcosuchus looked and behaved like its modern-day relatives, but it was much, much bigger, about the length of a city bus and the weight of a small whale. What? Wow! That is about twice as long and 10 times as heavy as the largest crocodiles alive. Today, scary like modern crocodiles, it's believed that Sarcosuchus lay half submerged in rivers and streams, tilting its eyes upward to catch sight of its Middle Cretaceous prey, which may well have included mid-sized sauropods, antitanosaurs, or even the occasional tyrannosaur or other large theropods. That's pretty freaky. Hope you don't find any of those guys in the bathtub tonight. Ha ha ha. Aside from its enormous length and size, the most notable feature of Sarcosuchus was the strange bulging bump on the end of its snout, called the bulla. This big bump may have helped the super croc to communicate through grunts, squeaks, and other vocalizations. It may have helped its sense of smell, or it may simply have helped find a mate so it could have super croc babies. As big as it was, Sarcosuchus wasn't the only plus-sized prehistoric crocodile of the Mesozoic era. Its closest competitor was the rightly named and slightly later Dinosuchus, which means terrible crocodile. The adults were lengths of over 30 feet and weights in the neighborhood of 5 to 10 tons, compared to the 40 feet long and 10 to 15 tons for Sarcosuchus. Part of the problem with comparing these two is that crocodiles grow throughout their lifespans, about a foot per year, and some individuals were longer lived than others. Did you know, Dino? This Cretaceous crocodile may have been deadly enough to lunge suddenly out of a lake or river, snag a full-grown sauropod by its long neck, and drag it kicking and screaming back into the water for a quick lunch. By the way, we now know that Sarcosuchus shared its territory with Spinosaurus, the largest carnivorous dinosaur of the Mesozoic era. What would an encounter between these two gigantic reptiles have been like? Let's get ready to Halloween rumble! Ding, ding, ding. In this corner, we have the ever mighty and ever terrifying big as a bus super croc, the Sarcosuchus, with his snappy jaws. And in this corner, we have the sailback wonder, the Spinosaurus, with his ginormous, long, narrow, crocodile-like jaws. This Cretaceous monster of sea and land looks pretty scary, and also pretty hungry. Measuring about 50 feet long from head to tail and weighing in the neighborhood of 8 or 9 tons, Spinosaurus, not T-Rex, was the true king of the dinosaurs. Over and above its impressive size, though, is its most notable feature, Spinosaurus's prominent sail on its back, supported by a network of 5 and 6 foot long neural spines that darted out of this dinosaur's back. It's a warm, sunny day. Spinosaurus has been out chasing lizards and stomping around the hills, scaring little mammals. He suddenly feels a little dizzy and weak and decides, it's time for lunch. I think I'll head down the mountain to the bank and get me a big fat fish. Maybe go for a little swim and have a nice refreshing drink of cool water. Spinosaurus began skipping down the hill. Not the most graceful of dinosaurs. His skips are more like a jagged, lumbered jog. Spinosaurus, happy about the idea of his fish fillet for lunch, looks around to see if there will be any other dinosaurs to keep him company. What he doesn't realize is that over down by the rocks in the shallow water are the bulging eyeballs of another hungry beast. As Spinosaurus looks in the distance, splash, whoosh, swipe, snap! Sarcosuchus lunges from the water and grabs Spinosaurus by the ankle. Take that, sailback! Spinosaurus lets out a loud wail. Sarcosuchus drops back down into the water, sinking lower and lower. Spinosaurus, bleeding and in pain, looks around, thinking he has escaped the dreaded beast, and begins to step in the other direction. Swoosh! Splash! Snap! 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 Sarcosuchus bolts from the water and grabs Spinosaurus in his weak spot with his forcefully fierce snapping jaws, and just like that, in one moment, pulls Spinosaurus into the depths of the dark waters. This boat won't be sailing anymore. Or at least that's how I imagine it. Number 9 in our prehistoric scary hall of fame is Excalibosaurus. Of this ichthyosaur fish lizard sounds vaguely familiar, that's because Excalibosaurus was named after Excalibur, King Arthur's mystical sword. That's awesome! Like a modern-day swordfish, only a lot bigger. Excalibosaurus used its long, pointed, tooth-studded snout to spear prehistoric fish for dinner and keep others out of its kind at bay. Did you hear that? It had a long, pointed, tooth-studded snout. Weirdly, the top half of Excalibosaurus' jaw stuck out a full foot beyond its lower jaw. Wow! Did you know, Dano? King Arthur's mystical sword, Excalibur, which he supposedly pulled from a rock to claim his rightful place as ruler of the British Isles. Not only does the snout of this Jurassic ichthyosaur resemble a sword, but its fossils have so far been discovered only in England. That's so cool! I love that! And finally, last but not least, in our Halloween top 10 scariest, Majungasaurus. The dinosaur formerly known as Majungotholus until its current name took place for paleontological reasons. Majungasaurus was a 1-ton theropod native to the Indian Ocean island of Madagascar, technically classified as an ablisor and thus closely related to the South American ablisaurus. Majungasaurus was different from others of its kind by its unusually blunt snout and the single tiny horn on top of its skull, like another famous ablisaur, Carnotaurus. Majungasaurus had unusually short arms, which didn't seem to be a problem in the hunt of prey. In Jurassic Fight Club, Majungasaurus is portrayed as a cannibal. There's good evidence that at least some Majungasaurus adults occasionally preyed on their own kind. Ew! Paleontologists have discovered Majungasaurus bones, bearing Majungasaurus tooth marks. What's unknown is whether the adults of this genus actively hunted down their living relatives or simply feasted on the carcasses of already dead family members. And if the latter is the case, this behavior wouldn't have been unique to Majungasaurus, dinosaur-wise, or for that matter, to any living creature except modern human beings. Like many other large theropods of the late Cretaceous period, Majungasaurus has proven difficult to classify. When it was first discovered, researchers mistook it for Apachycephalosaur, or bone-headed dinosaur. Thanks to that odd bulge on its head, on its skull. Well, it's time for a visit from our reference raptor. Today, I read from Bob Strauss's about.com. Top 10 Deadliest Dinosaurs, the deadliest dinosaurs and prehistoric reptiles of the Mesozoic era. I love Bob Strauss. He knows everything about dinosaurs. Well, detectives, it has been an awesome Halloween show. I hope you have enjoyed hearing about the scariest dinosaurs, pterosaurs, and marine reptiles. I know I have. I'm Anne Dubois, Little Miss Dinosaur, and this is Dinosaur Detectives on Voice America Kids, produced by Kidstar Radio. Keep on hunting, and happy Halloween!
Thank you for joining us for Dinosaur Detectives. Please join your host, Anna Dubois, again next Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Don't be afraid to learn something every day.
My name is Lindsay Marie from Bookworm. Now from the Kidstar Album of the Month, here is the Wisp Pops and their song Sea Turtle.
Left so many clues. friends and our families. You know we're not in any kind of hurry to return to our birthplaces. We'll make it back eventually.
Whiz Pops from the Kidstar album of the month.